In addition to the work on the Berry Amendment last week, the Senate made progress on consideration of the Trade Promotion Authority, or fast-track negotiating bill. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with an update on the week in Washington.
Before the Senate was able to advance to the TPA bill, they first approved a package of other trade-related bills, which included an extension of the African Growth and Opportunity Act, Haiti preference provisions, and a customs reauthorization bill.
The Senate also voted to proceed to consideration of TPA.
As well as the Trade Adjustment Assistance Package, which is coupled with the TPA bill and is intended to provide assistance to displaced workers because of trade provisions. The Senate expects to continue consideration this week on the TPA bill and a number of amendments that have been filed.
Two of those amendments are troubling to the cotton industry.
Deal with tariff preference levels, which would extend preferential treatment to countries that we currently have free trade agreements with and are specific to textile provisions, therefore allowing textile products into the U.S. duty-free under those previous free trade agreements. So the industry, again, will be working this week with our Cotton Belt offices in the Senate to try to prevent either of those TPL amendments from being adopted. We do anticipate the Senate will conclude consideration on TPA this week, and then we expect the House to consider TPA sometime in June following next week's Memorial Day recess.